Say that with me. Treasures for developing faith. One more time. Treasures for developing faith. This message today. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. For we must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews 11:6. You can't please God without faith. So that's this idea of like, well, I'm a pretty good person. Well, you can be good all day long. You're just not pleasing God. You know what I'm saying? Well, I go to church. Well, I gave money in the offering plate one time. It's all about faith. It's all about faith in His Son. That's what it's all about. That's what being a Christian's all about, putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Well, what about those other religions? My question is, what about them? Doesn't bother me a bit. Doesn't affect my life one iota. The Word of God gives us one way. Jesus said, John 14:6, say it with me if you know it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Plain English. Got it? It's all about Christ. It's all about putting your faith in Christ. How can I develop my faith? How can my faith get stronger? Instead of so many Christians being weak in faith at Christmas time, what to say, how do I talk, how do I respond, you know, whatever. We're going to see it today in the message about Christmas. Let's look at it. Raj, we're rolling. Jesus said, lay up for yourselves, say it with me, treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves don't break through and they don't steal. Say that last part with me. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let's look at some treasures. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Okay? Talk about the word, about hiding God's word. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing what? Newsweek? Hearing the paper I read in Fort Fayetteville? Uh-uh. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So if I'm going to have some treasures, I'm going to lay up some stuff. Man, I got to have the word. I'm going to develop my faith. Then I really got to have some scripture. Got to know some stuff. But Mary kept all these things. When the angel of the Lord appeared unto her, talked to her, she kept all these things. And she did what? Pondered them in her heart. And you and I can do the same thing. You and I need to keep some things from the Word of God. But you got to go get something to keep something. Amen? You got to have something to keep something. I can't read that Bible. I don't understand it. Well, I guess you just don't have anything then, do you? Say. Excuse me. If my dad, who had a 7th grade education, can read the Bible, so can you. If my mama, who had an 11th grade education and was a waitress, can read the Bible, so can you. If this hell raiser, who didn't know anything about the Bible, can read the Bible and learn, guess what? So can who? You're without excuse. I'm not going to cut you any slack. You kidding me? Ain't happening. Why? Because it's important that you develop your faith. That's a great thing to do, man. Why you got to just look to me? Well, my preacher's guy, he's a man of great faith. Well, I wouldn't put me too up high on the ladder. How about you being a person of faith? Amen? Is that all right? Yes or no? Let's look at it. Why celebrate Christmas? I thought about it. Why celebrate Christmas? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I mean, if it was something so precious to her, and she thought about it, and she was just, you know, in awe by it, shouldn't we be as well? I think so. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Why celebrate Christmas? We're going to talk about it, developing your faith. You know, you've heard the song, and many of you may have remembered me singing this song. The 12 reasons we celebrate Christmas. And it ain't a partridge in a pear tree. Amen? And I know that song has all kinds of meanings and stuff, but as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what it means. You know? Drummers drumming, ladies dancing. I mean, I don't know. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's all good, I guess, but I wanted something I could have some faith in. So I went through the Word of God, and I laid out a little song. But it's also a message. Let's look at it. Here we go. Got to roll. We're rolling now. We're on it. Okay? Number one, on the first day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. On the first day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. and 12 reasons why we celebrate Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to reveal the invisible God. That's right from your Bible. Look at it. What do we see? In the beginning was the, say it with me, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, the Word, Jesus, was made flesh, and He dwelt among us, and we beheld His what? The glory is the only what? Begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So, on the first day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. Why? Say it with me. To reveal the invisible God. Now, you're going to learn this before you get done. Here we go. Number two. On the second day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. We just took it after the song in 12 Days of Christmas. Second day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to do what? Say it with me. To fulfill prophecy. So this is helping my faith. So God became a man to reveal the invisible God. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen who? The Father. That's what He said. Second thing. Second day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to fulfill what? Prophecy. I could spend all day, literally all day today, showing you prophecies about Jesus Christ coming. And that's a beautiful thing. Christ came and fulfilled all those prophecies. Let's look at a couple of them. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. Say it with me. And His name, help me now, shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the... That was a prophecy. Jesus came and fulfilled a prophecy. Amen. That's why you have faith in Him. Because He revealed the invisible God. Why? Because He fulfilled all kinds of prophecy. He wasn't some quack like in the 1800s that made up something. You understand? Yes or no? Like I had a visit from the angel Moroni and he gave me this plates and so now we're Mormons. Are you kidding me? Say, I know that might be ugly. I'm sorry. Or Joseph Smith. Oh, that was Joseph Smith. Excuse me. Charles Russell with Jehovah's Witnesses. Jesus is coming back to the highest hill in Brooklyn. He's going to take us all to heaven. Didn't. Y'all listening or not? It's going to be 144,000 of us. Well, sorry. This isn't something made up. This is fulfilled prophecy. Are y'all alive and hearing me this morning? That's why we celebrate Christmas. Well, I don't want to offend people, so I say happy holidays. Are you kidding me? I mean, He came. Why in the world am I not going to say Merry Christmas? This is great. But see, I really believe it because my faith has seen it. The third day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to honor His what? To honor His covenant with Israel. He had a covenant with Israel that He honored. God kept His word. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name, say it with me, Jesus means God saves. That's what His name means. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto Him, say it with me, the throne of His David. He's honoring that covenant with Israel. And He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there shall be no end. So why did Jesus Christ come? Why do we celebrate Christmas? To reveal the invisible God. I'm going to forget all these. Number two was what? To fulfill prophecy. And number three was honor His covenant. Number four, the fourth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. Why? To be our sacrifice for sin. Boy, Christmas is important, isn't it? Say, absolutely. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should do what? Taste death for every man. Jesus Christ became our sacrifice. That's why I celebrate. Man, I love Christmas trees. Love them. Love giving and receiving gifts. I think it's fantastic. But this is really why we celebrate Christmas. He became our sacrifice. On the fifth day of Christmas, instead of five golden rings, what do we got? to reconcile us to God. Wow. That's big, isn't it? That's big. That's why we celebrate Christmas. God's Son became a man to reconcile us to God. 1 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. Say it with me. Who hath what? Reconciled us to himself by who? Jesus Christ. And hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. We prayed in the truck today. Bob Dalton from England is here. He's in town. He's the head of a large mission organization that to persecuted peoples around the world. He prayed with us in the truck this morning. Prays in that English, you know, language. And here I can't even hardly speak English. But he talked about the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus says, when teaching the disciples to pray, thy kingdom what? And so Bob prayed in the truck today, God, extend your kingdom. And what does that mean? That means reconcile more people today. Right here in Inglewood at Fellowship Church, bring more people into your kingdom. We'd love to see more people saved today. How many, since you started coming to Fellowship Church, you put your faith and trust in Christ, in Jesus Christ? See, the kingdom of God's been extended because we were here to proclaim and have the ministry of reconciliation. Does that make sense to anybody? Say. It's a good thing. That's why Jesus Christ came, to reconcile us to what? To God. It's more than just about a little baby, isn't it? Say. It's pretty big stuff. Keep looking. Number six, and we got to fly, Raj. On the sixth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. Say it with me, to be our what? You ever heard people say Jesus was a good man? He came just to be our example. You ever heard somebody say that before? I've heard him say that before. Well, he did come to do that. But he came to do a little bit more than that, didn't he, say? But he did come to be our example to follow. Look at it. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us. Say it with me. Leaving, say it with me, us a what? That we should what? Follow his steps. Sure he did. That's why he came. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's one of the reasons. Number seven, on the seventh day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. Why? To be our high priest. Wow. I mean, you won't hear all this in Luke 2. That came to pass in the days of Caesar Augustus, all the world should be taxed. Beautiful scriptures. But there's a lot more to it, Jesus coming. Y'all listening or not? I put you to sleep yet? Here we go. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto us, brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful, say it with me, high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. He became our high priest. Matter of fact, the Bible says, look at it. There, say it with me. This is a huge verse. Okay, especially people that's been taught other things. Boy, you need to learn who your mediator is. It ain't Pastor Gary, and it's not some priest behind a curtain. What's the Bible say? Say it with me. For there is one God, say it with me, and one mediator between God and men. Tell me who he is. The man who? You understand? Who do we pray to? Somebody give me a clue. Jesus. Whose name do we pray in? Jesus' name. Because he's the one that died for us on the cross and rose from the dead. Why would I pray in somebody else's name? I don't understand that. Do y'all? Mm-mm. Number eight. On the eighth day of Christmas, God's Son became... See, I'm developing my faith. This is what I'm doing. I'm just getting stronger. When I start understanding stuff like this about Christmas. Some people say, well, it wasn't the winter. It was in the spring. I don't care when it was. I wasn't there. I'm just thrilled we've got a chance to celebrate it in this great country that we live in. Amen? And I'm glad. I know there's commercialization. I understand all that. But there's also a great opportunity for a lot of folk to be able to get the message out about Christ. Amen? And the Bible tells us we're to pray for those in authority over us, that we can live a peaceful life so that we can share the gospel. Amen? So, I don't do a lot of criticism of people, what people do, because I got the biggest problem anybody. My problem's with me. Y'all understand? Say. Y'all nod. Yeah, you got problems. Yeah. On the eighth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. Why do I celebrate Christmas? On the eighth day of Christmas, He came to destroy Satan's works. Wow! You sure you did that, Jesus? Let me look. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same. He became flesh and blood. Why? That through death He might what? Say it with me. Destroy him that had the power of death. That is who? The devil. Wow. I thought it was just about a way in a manger. Oh no. Oh, it's about that, but it's also about Him coming and taking away our sin forevermore and nailing Him to the cross, the Bible says. Isn't that incredible? That's why we celebrate Christmas. On the ninth day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to free us from the curse of sin. Wow. This Christmas stuff is a big deal. Wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into our world. And death by sin. Why do you die? I'll tell you why you die right now. Because you're a sinner. You ever met anybody just holier than now? They don't think they've ever sinned? You just hang around. If they die, you can go and go, told you. I knew it. You were pulling the wool is what you was doing. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, haven't we? Say. See? And death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And Jesus Christ took that curse on Himself so that we could live. The Bible says we're all going to die, the first death, but do we all have to die the second death, yes or no? No, we don't have to die that second death and go to a place called hell. We don't have to do that. We can be born again, the Bible says, unto life eternal, life everlasting. We don't have to die the second death. That's what the Scriptures teach. On the 10th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. Why? I want to learn more. To heal the brokenhearted. Wow. To heal broken hearts. I sort of know what that's like. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to who? He hath sent me to heal who? The brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to who? The captives. And the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that have been what? Bruised. That's why we celebrate Christmas. For me, it was December the 18th, that's today, 1977, that my drunk mama and I came forward at the close of a service at a little Baptist church in the country, a little town called Rockingham, North Carolina. I was there yesterday. That's where my life changed. We were bruised. We were sinful. We had broken hearts. We were a mess. That's why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate Christmas. Amen? I sure am glad the church had the doors open. They were expanding His kingdom. I'm in the kingdom. Hey, amen. I'm here. On the 11th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man. That's Christmas Eve. To give what? Abundant life. The thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Say it with me. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more. Jesus Christ wants you to have an abundant life. He wants you to live life. What does that mean? To the full. For Him. Just doesn't mean going out just having a party all the time. He wants you to get everything out of life, but He wants you to live life to the full, and He wants you to experience knowing Him and what that's all about. And then on the 12th day of Christmas, who remembers the song, the 12th day of Christmas? What's the last one on the other song? What was it? Take a guess. What was it? You people don't know anything about that song. I forgot. I don't want to take a chance. Here we go. Don't start singing it. I hear you. Stop it. Shh. On the 12th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to glorify God. I don't know what the 12th one was on the other one, but I know it ain't as good as that one. Amen. I mean, that's the granddaddy of them all. Why did Jesus come? To glorify God. That's what it's all about. The Bible says, and this is life eternal, Jesus speaking, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified you, Father, on the earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world ever was. Amen? He came to glorify God. Treasures for developing faith. Now we're going to try it, Raj. Can you put all 12 up? We're not going to sing it all day long here. Let's try it. Where we at? That ain't the song. You got them all over the place. Is that it? Where's glorify God at? It's the last one. There it is. Thank you. I need to see the last one. We're going to try it. Let me just get started. Let me see. Okay.
Son became a man to glorify God.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try it. Y'all try to help me here. I do crazy stuff, and this is one of them. Here we go. On the 12th day of Christmas, God's Son became a man to glorify God, to give abundant life, to heal the brokenhearted, to free us from the curse, to destroy Satan's works, to be our high priest, to be our example. This is the five golden rings. To reconcile us to God, to be our sacrifice, to honor his covenant, to fulfill prophecy, and reveal the invisible God. That should help your faith. Come on. That's why we celebrate. And to be honest with you, the song could have had 100 little things. We kept it to 12. Amen? That's why we celebrate Christmas. So, that's why we say Merry Christmas. You understand? Say. Amen? We'll let other people argue about all this other mess. This is why we celebrate it, because we have a wonderful Savior, and he's what it's all about. Amen? Come on, let's stand together. Believe it or not, we're on time today. That's the first in weeks. What a good crowd today. We about filled up this place this morning. Look at that. Yeah, praise the Lord this morning. I filled this place up.